Chapter 2. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. Again, in this chapter, after you read or listen to the definitions, there are examples of how the verb is used in different tenses. One example for the simple present, one example for the simple past, and one example using the past participle, usually in the present perfect tense. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. Let's begin. Note, most of the past participle examples are demonstrated in the present perfect tense, which is made up of the helper verb have or has, plus the irregular verb in the past participle form. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter D. The base verb dig. Simple past, dug. Past participle, dug. Some common meanings. Number one, to penetrate a surface, usually soil, rock, sand, etc., by turning it over or removing it. Two, to poke or force down into something, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. A dog digs a hole to bury its bone. Simple past. The backpack dug into Alan's back, but he continued walking. Past participle. The treasure hunters have dug for weeks, but have not discovered treasure. Now you try. Simple past. The workers blank the hole. The workers dug the hole. The base verb dive. Simple past, dove. Past participle, dived. Some common meanings. One, to plunge, usually head first, into water or air. Two, to drop sharply and rapidly, as in prices, and other meanings. Some examples of usage. Simple present. Whenever my sister goes to the swimming pool, she dives into the deep end. Simple past. The bungee jumper dove off the bridge. Past participle. The price of fuel has dived another 10 cents per liter since yesterday, meaning that the price of fuel has gone down by 10 cents. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. The price of potatoes, blank, blank, another penny a pound. The price of potatoes has dived another penny a pound. The base verb do. Did, simple past participle, done. Some common meanings. Number one, to perform, put into motion, or execute something. Two, to carry out, undertake, or commit. Three, to have as your employment, occupation, or profession, as in, what do you do? And other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present, we usually do the dishes before we go to bed. Simple past, I don't want to go to the movies tonight. I did that last night. Past participle, it is time to stop working because we have done enough work for today. Let's go home. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. We blank, blank, enough today. Let's have a drink. We've had enough today. Let's go have a drink. Had enough. To have enough is to do enough. We're tired. We've done enough work. And it's now time to take a rest. This is what we mean by we've had enough. Sometimes also when we say we've had enough means that when somebody has been saying something that has been annoying us, and we finally say, look, I've had enough. That means I don't want to hear this anymore, or I'm tired of all of this inconvenience, or I'm tired of all of this pain. I've had enough, or we've had enough. The base verb deal, simple past, dealt, past participle, dealt. Some common meanings. Number one, to distribute something to a number of recipients. Number two, to be about or concerned with, as in a book that deals with English grammar. Number three, to do business in a particular area, he deals in diamonds, and other meanings. Examples of usage, simple present. My father has a computer store. He deals in business computers, means he sells primarily business computers. Simple past. That was a good movie last night. It dealt with the story of two lovers. Another meaning, it was about the story of two lovers. Past participle. I have dealt the cards. Now let's play. Now you try. Simple past. Chapter 14, blank, with phrasal verbs. Chapter 14, dealt with phrasal verbs. The base verb, draw. Simple past, drew. Past participle, drawn. Here are some common meanings. One, to pull or drag something. Two, to sketch, illustrate, or paint. Three, to attract interest in something or someone. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. The horses draw, pull the cart. Simple past. My sister drew that picture. Past participle. The movie was very popular. It has drawn, attracted, thousands of viewers. Now you try. Simple past. My friend blank the diagram. My friend drew the diagram. The base verb, dream. Simple past, dreamed. Past participle, dreamed. Some common meanings. One, to experience thoughts and images while sleeping. Two, to hope for something in the future and other meanings. You may also have heard of the word dreamt as the past tense for dream. Usually the word dreamt is used in countries that speak British English, like for example, UK or Australia, New Zealand. Dreamed is more of an American usage. However, in literary context where you read a book or you may hear a poem, the word dreamt is used more often in the past tense. Examples. Simple present. Michelle dreams of the day when she can travel to Asia. Simple past, last night I dreamed I was in Hawaii. Or you can say, last night I dreamt I was in Hawaii, if you're in Great Britain or Australia or New Zealand. Past participle, all of her life, Keiko has dreamed of becoming a ballerina. Now you try. Simple past. I fell asleep and dreamed I was flying. Or I fell asleep and dreamt I was flying. Both forms are correct. The base verb drink. Simple past, drank. Past participle, drunk. Some common meanings. 1. To take in or swallow liquid. 2. To absorb, as a sponge absorbs water. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Jonah drinks a cup of green tea every day. Simple past. I have a headache. I think we drank too much beer last night. Past participle. That juice is delicious. I've drunk that before while visiting the United States. Now you try. Past participle. Present participle. We blank blank 6 cans of beer since we've been here. We've drunk 6 cans of beer since we've been here. The base verb drive, simple past drove, past participle driven. Here are some common meanings. 1. To guide or control a motor vehicle. 2. To force, push, move, or propel something. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. 3 of our students drive to school every day. Simple past. The cowboys drove the herd of horses across the desert. Past participle. I have driven to Los Angeles 3 times. Now you try. Simple past. I blank the car to Cape Town. I drove the car to Cape Town. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter E. The base verb eat. Simple past, ate. Past participle, eaten. Some common meanings. 1. To consume or take food into the body. 2. To use up, to deplete, as, for example, fuel. And other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present. Students eat 2 meals per day at the school cafeteria. Simple past. We ate lobster for dinner last night. Past participle. Our vacation in Italy has eaten up all of our money. Now you try. Simple past. They blank vanilla ice cream for dessert. They ate vanilla ice cream for dessert. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter F. The base verb fall. Simple past fell. Past participle fallen. Here are some common meanings. 1. To drop, tumble, descend towards the ground or lower position. 2. To drop, as in value or worth, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. When a surfer falls off of his surfboard, the wave covers him up. Simple past. I laughed so hard I fell off of my chair. Past participle. The price of food has fallen again today. Now you try. Simple past. Peter blank off his horse but wasn't hurt. Peter fell off his horse but wasn't hurt. The base verb feed. Simple past, fed. Past participle, fed. Some common meanings. 1. To give food. 2. To supply. And other meanings. Some examples of usage. Simple present. Denise feeds her cat twice a day. Simple past. I fed the carpenter wood as he built the house, meaning I supplied the carpenter with wood. To feed somebody materials is to give them materials as they need them. Past participle. Over the past years, I have fed my dogs well. They eat twice a day, and I give them treats. Now you try. Simple past. I blank my dog some hamburger. I fed my dog some hamburger. The base verb feel. Simple past, felt. Past participle, felt. Here are some common meanings. 1. To be aware of something through your physical sense of touch. 2. To be emotionally aware of something. 3. To perceive your own physical condition, as in feeling tired. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. I feel good after walking on the beach. Simple past. The surface of the furniture felt very smooth. Past participle. I have felt sad since my cat died. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. She blank blank sad since her boyfriend left her. She has felt sad since her boyfriend left her. The base verb fight. Simple past, fought. Past participle, fought. Here are some common meanings. 1. To struggle against something or someone, physically or with words. 2. To work very hard to achieve something, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Workers sometimes fight for higher salaries, meaning that workers have to protest that their salaries are too low and that they deserve higher salaries. Sometimes they must protest over a long period of time and it becomes a fight. Simple past. Jane fought with the store owner about the high price of the food in his store. Past participle. My uncle has fought in two wars. Now you try. Simple past. Kimberly blank with her colleagues about the project. Kimberly fought with her colleagues about the project. Again, Kimberly fought with her colleagues about the project. The base verb fit. Simple past, fit. Past participle, fit. Here are some common meanings. 1, to be the right size for something. 2, to be right for something or be suited or acceptable for something. and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. A size 7 dress always fits her. Simple past. Paul never went with us because he didn't fit in with our group of friends. Past participle. All 10 of us have fit into that car at the same time. Now you try. Simple past. The dress blank Sylvia perfectly. The dress fit Sylvia perfectly. The base verb find, simple past, found, past participle, found. Here are some common meanings. Number one, to discover or to discover after searching. Two, to become more aware of something. I found English to be very helpful, for example. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. I always find money in the washing machine. Simple past. I found my car keys on the kitchen table. Past participle. I have found that learning English can be very useful. Now you try. Simple past. Sally blanked the wallet in the street. Sally found the wallet in the street. The base verb flee. Simple past, fled. Past participle, fled. A common meaning, to run away from something, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. The cat always flees from the dog when the dog comes in the house. Simple past. The bank robber fled from the police. Past participle. The people of the town have fled from the rising floodwaters. Now you try. Past participle. The people of our city blank, blank, to safety from the typhoon. The people of our city have fled to safety from the typhoon. The base verb fling, simple past, flung, past participle, flung. A common meaning, to toss or throw something, usually without care, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Alice usually flings her coat on the chair when she comes home from work. Simple past. I flung my hat at the table, but the hat landed on the floor. Past participle. The witness told us that the robber had flung a wallet into the trash while fleeing from the police. Now you try. Simple past. Dana blank the horseshoe at the peg, but she missed. Dana flung the horseshoe at the peg, but she missed. The base verb fly. Simple past, flew. Past participle, flown. Some common meanings. One, to travel, float, or move through the air above the ground. Two, to display a flag. We flew our country's flag, for example. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. This airline usually flies every day. Simple past. I flew to New York to meet my friend. Past participle. I have flown with the same airline company for 20 years. Now you try. Simple past. My friends blank to Hong Kong for vacation. My friends flew to Hong Kong for vacation. The base verb forbid, simple past forbade, past participle forbidden. Some common meanings. One, to not be allowed to do something, to prevent someone from doing something, often used as a command. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. My school rules forbid smoking in the building. Simple past. Her mother forbade her to go to the party. Past participle. She was forbidden to travel across the border. Now you try. Simple past. The doctor blank him to leave the hospital. The doctor forbade him to leave the hospital. Base verb, forget. Simple past, forgot. Past participle, forgotten. Here is a common meaning. To be unable to remember something. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Janine sometimes forgets to bring a pencil to school. Simple past. I forgot to pay for the meal at the restaurant. Past participle. The party has been so much fun that we have forgotten what time it is. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. We blank blank to buy a present for our friend's wedding party. We've forgotten to buy a present for our friend's wedding party. The base verb forgive. Simple past, forgave. Past participle, forgiven. A common meaning, to excuse or pardon someone or something. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. The manager forgives employees who are late because of bad weather. Simple past. The shop owner forgave the poor woman for stealing an apple. Past participle. Sally has forgiven her boyfriend for arriving late for their date. Now you try. Simple past. The manager blank the employee for making a mistake. The manager forgave the employee for making a mistake. The base verb freeze. Simple past froze. Past participle frozen. A common meaning. To become ice. Two, to be very cold. Three, to be stuck or immobile. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius. Simple past. The weather was cold and Yuko froze without a jacket on. Past participle. I was walking in the mall when someone called my name. As soon as I heard their voice, I froze, meaning I stopped walking and I probably turned to see who it was. It was an old friend from many years ago. Now you try. Simple past. The water blank quickly in the freezer. The water froze quickly in the freezer. The water froze quickly in the freezer. Chapter 2 Review. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. Directions. If the verb is used correctly in the sentence, check correct. If it is not used correctly, check incorrect. If the sentence is correct, then check the correct verb tense box, present, past, or past participle. If the verb is incorrect, check the box next to the verb tense that should be used in the correct version of the sentence. Answers can be found in Chapter 2 above. Let's begin. Number 1. The worker dug a hole in the ground this morning. Is this correct or incorrect? The worker dug a hole in the ground this morning. This is correct, and it is the past tense. Number 2. The teacher has forgiven the student for being late. Is this correct or incorrect? The teacher has forgiven the student for being late. That is incorrect. Forgiven is not correct. Forgiven is the correct answer. And it is the past participle form in the present perfect. Number 3. The weather was cold and the water on the walkway froze. Is this correct or incorrect? The weather was cold and the water on the walkway froze is correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number 4. Her mother forbade her to go to the party last night. Is that correct or incorrect? Her mother forbade her to go to the party last night. That is correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number 5. I think we have forgotten our keys. Is that correct? I think we have forgotten our keys is correct, and it is the past participle form of the verb. Number 6. Anna fed her baby some milk this morning. Is that correct or is that incorrect? Anna fed her baby some milk this morning is correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number 7. I laughed so hard I fell off my chair. Is that correct or is that incorrect? I laughed so hard I fell off my chair is correct. And we see here that he laughed so hard. So this must have been in the past tense. So this is the simple past. Number 8. The taxi driver drove me to the concert. Correct or incorrect? The taxi driver drove me to the concert. That's correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number 9, we eated fish for dinner last night. Is that correct or is that incorrect? We ate fish for dinner last night. Eated is not correct. That's incorrect. The correct form is ate, and it is the simple past tense. Number 10. All of her life, Keiko has dreamed of becoming a ballerina. Is that correct or incorrect? All of her life, Keiko has dreamed of becoming a ballerina is correct, and it is the past participle form of the verb. Remember, too, you can also say has dreamt of becoming a ballerina if you are in the British-speaking countries. Number 11. After running, we drinked a lot of water. Is that correct or incorrect? After running, we drank a lot of water. Drinked is not correct. Remember that the word drink is an irregular verb. And the past simple past tense is drank. Number 12, the little boy drew a picture of his sister. Is that correct or incorrect? The little boy drew a picture of his sister is correct in his simple past tense. Number 13, I have dealt the cards. Now let's play. Is that correct or incorrect? I have dealt the cards. Now let's play. That is correct. And it is the past participle form of the verb. Number 14. I did yoga for 3 hours yesterday. Is that correct or incorrect? I did yoga for 3 hours yesterday is correct, and it is the simple past tense. And number 15, the bungee jumper dove off the bridge. Is that correct or incorrect? The bungee jumper dove off the bridge is correct, and it is the simple past tense. And that is the end of Chapter 2, Irregular Verbs Beginning with the Letters D, E, and F.